The 55th season of the Shenandoah Valley Music Festival in beautiful Orkney Springs kicks off on July 20th. Here to share the lineup and the good news with us is Executive Director Dennis Lynch. Dennis, always good to catch up with an old friend, or a good friend, I should say.
Always great to talk to you, Barry. We're going to let that one slide.
55 years. This is such an incredible tradition. And you look at some of those old, old photos of people that would come to the mountain there to enjoy music, and that hasn't changed.
It has not changed. For 55 years later, we are still bringing great music to the Shenandoah Valley. The type of music's changed a little bit over the years, but we still do two symphonic concerts every year, and those concerts are joined by country, bluegrass, all kinds of other great stuff.
There's literally something for everybody, and why don't we go into the lineup a little bit?
You mentioned we're opening on July 20th. That's with a great kind of country-dipped a cappella band called Home Free. They won the Four, the TV talent show, a couple of years ago, and it's going to be a fantastic show. Got two symphony concerts lined up. One is the Piedmont Symphony Orchestra doing the music of Pink Floyd. This is really cool.
Oh,
they bring a rock band with them. And
awesome.
The rock band has the same charts as the symphony does, and it's this amazing amalgam of two different music styles working together. And we have everybody's favorite, The Temptations, coming out this summer. Mary Chapin Carpenter is coming back to see us. Some Jersey Shore rock, Springsteen-style stuff. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes are coming out to Orkney Springs. He is a contemporary of Springsteen. They used to play together back at the Shore, low those many years ago, before anyone had ever heard of Bruce Springsteen. We're having the Maestro of Mellow coming out, too. Kenny G is bringing his saxophone out, and he's going to wow us on Labor Day weekend. And we close with our Bluegrass Mini-Fest. Grammy Award nominee Michael Cleveland and Flamekeeper will be headlining. And I did skip over one symphony concert, something new we're trying this year. It's called O Shenandoah, Music for Your Eyes. We are creating a new video. We are compiling video from all different parts of the Shenandoah Valley, north and south, past, present, and, you know, we hope maybe somehow a little bit of the future in it, too. And the symphony is going to play some terrific orchestral music underneath it.
And speaking of video, I mean, this is something new that you've added this year.
Yes, more and more of the artist conversations we have, they say that, well, you know, we have this video that is part of our concert. So we thought, well, you know, maybe we ought to take a better look at this. So we're going to have a video wall out there for a couple of concerts.
Nice.
And we're going to have some projection out there for some concerts, too. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, man, growing with the times. Hey, if we want to find out more details about the lineup or about the music festival, what's the website?
Musicfest.org. It is the easiest website in the world to remember. Musicfest.org.
All right. And, of course, you're on Facebook, right?
Oh, of course. Facebook and Twitter and all the major social media platforms.
Well, a great guy to get in touch with, Dennis Lynch, Executive Director of the Shenandoah Valley Music Festival. Hey, good luck with your season at Orkney Springs there.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Come out and see us. Don't be a stranger.